Well, Gary Disher is one of Australia's leading crime writers, and he's written 15 crime novels. His latest is called Bitter Wash Road. It's a terrific read. You might have heard my interview with Gary about that book recently on the show. Well, while he was here, we got him to tell us about his top shelf. What are Gary Disher's favourite things?
One of my favourite TV programmes is Justified. It stems from a character, Raylan Givens, created by the American novelist Elmore Leonard. Givens is a US Marshal in Lexington, Kentucky. His beat including impoverished rural East Kentucky, the home of coal miners and drug-running hill families. Raylan Givens is a typical Elmore Leonard character, tall, laconic, genial, lazily charming, a man whose actions, values, appearance and justifications mark him out as a lawman from an earlier era. He appears slow, but is fast and canny. For most of us, hedged in by doubts and scruples, this is appealing. All of the characters are beautifully observed. There's Boyd Crowder and his clan, hill country drug dealers, gunrunners, snake-handling preachers, and my favourite, the motherly Mags Bennett, a hilltown matriarch who likes to kill by poison, loyalty being her catch cry. One of my favourite paintings is Woman in a Landscape, 1948, by Russell Drysdale. It depicts an outback woman standing alone with only a blank-faced house and a spindly tree in an endless background. The colours are browns and muddy yellows, for this is drought country. In fact, Drysdale and a journalist were sent to outback New South Wales by the Sydney Morning Herald to report on the appalling drought of 1944. That trip, later trips and the wartime era, coloured many of Drysdale's 1940s paintings. We see starvation, eroded hollow shapes, animal carcasses and dead trees stripped clean and returning to the soil. There was outrage when the painting won an award and was bought by the Gallery of South Australia. People railed that she was a caricature, a stupid, aimless, lumbering female. No outback woman would be found with such hideous proportions and apparel. But a woman of the Flinders Ranges wrote to the Adelaide Advertiser, "I sacrifice myself on the altar of art. I am a Drysdale, caught off guard." And Drysdale himself said, "But it's only Big Edna." One of my favourite novels is Old Filth by the British novelist and short story writer Jane Gardam. It's the story of a barrister and jurist, Sir Edward Feathers, known as Old Filth. Filth simply standing for Failed in London, Try Hong Kong. It ranges back and forth in time, taking in Old Filth's childhood in Malaya, schooling in pre-war England, by which time he's an orphan, professional life in Southeast Asia, and retirement in Dorset, where, unmoored by his wife's death, he slips into and out of the past. His musings are vivid and lyrical, the settings and other characters, many of them quite dotty, beautifully rendered by Gardam. Another favourite author is the American crime writer John Sanford, whom I've long admired. He's not as well known as his contemporaries, and after the big splash of his first novel, Rules of Prey, has been overlooked, but I think he's consistently good. Sanford sets his Prey series in Minneapolis-St. Paul and in regional Minnesota, which helped me to see that a crime novel doesn't need to be set in a major city. He also takes readers into the minds of the bad guys so that they often know more than the good guys do, which is useful for developing suspense and tension. His main character is a city cop, Lucas Davenport. On the surface, Davenport might not seem likable, for he's rich, handsome, well-dressed, and drives a Porsche. But in reality, he's a brawler, very canny and tough. Sanford's other series character is Virgil Flowers, a kind of lone gun who works for Davenport. The novels are brisk and absorbing, the characters and dialogue vivid, the plotting sneaky.
The Australian crime writer Gary Disher with his top shelf. And Gary's latest book is called Bitter Wash Road. It's set in rural South Australia. It's about a town that's absolutely rotten where some murders happen. It's a terrific book. If you do like crime fiction, I can really recommend that one. It might be one to give someone for Christmas. That's just a little thought.